Welcome to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. It is technically the last day of active management, but the Eastside managers have announced they're pulling back fishing in the Igigik and Naknek River special harvest areas in an effort to push Kwijak fish through and make minimum escapement. By the last registration counts, that's more than 600 boats that could be in river tomorrow in Naknek and over 450 that could be in river in Igigik. It's Wednesday, July 17th. I'm your host, Alex Hager. Coming up on today's show, we talk to Naknek Kwijak management biologist Travis Ellison about why the fleet is being taken in river this late in the season.
If we're going to get those fish in the river, we got to take action now. We've put this off, but with the escapements from the last 2 days, it kind of left us with a little choice on this.
And we also check in with Westside management as well for an update on the low escapement in the Igushik section.
And what's going on is our escapement is well below where it needs to be. Right now we're at 46,000 and change through midnight yesterday. We need a minimum of 150,000 up there.
All those stories and more coming up after this.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Before we get to that, let's get things going with the numbers. On the west side, the Nooshigak pulled in 214,000 fish today, pushing the cumulative harvest up past 14 million to 14.2 million. Escapement in the Noosh was 63,000, making the total 2.6 million. Breaking down that escapement by river, the Wood took the vast majority of those fish with 59,000. The Nooshigak saw 3,000 and the Igushik got 1,000. We'll have more on Igushik escapement later in today's show. Also on the west side of the bay, the Togiak caught 40,000 fish yesterday, putting the district's cumulative up to 373,000. It was a big day for escapement in Togiak, with more than a third of the season's escapement coming in one day. That was 24,000 fish yesterday and 64,600 on the season. There's a lot of news coming out of the east side today, but before we get there, let's take a look at the numbers coming from that side of the bay. Igigik had the biggest harvest in the east, catching 578,000 yesterday, and making the district's season cumulative up to 12.6 million. Escapement in Igigik was 78,500 yesterday, and just over 2 million on the year. The Naknek Kwijak posted a catch of 463,000 for a cumulative harvest of 10.1 million. Yesterday's combined escapement for there was 168,000, and the season total is 4.1 million. Breaking yesterday's escapement down by river, the Naknek got 119,000, the Alagnak got 24,000, and the Kwijak got another 24,000. But there's an in-river estimate of 200,000 in that Kwijak River. Igushik didn't fish again, so the cumulative stays around 325,000. Escapement in the district yesterday was 6,700 for a season cumulative of 120,000. The in-river estimate for the Igushik River was 80,000. With active management coming to a close, there's no longer a 48-hour permit transfer window for everywhere but Togiak and Igushik. So as a result of that, we are all done with vessel registration stats here on the Fish Report. The Chignik's got a 36-hour extension on their second opener of the year, so they're still out there fishing. As far as the numbers from the Chignik Weir go, yesterday's sockeye count was 23,500, which brings the cumulative up to 403,000 so far. Turning now to Area M, the South Peninsula is up to 966,000 sockeye and 10.3 million pink so far this season, and the North Penn has wrangled up 1.4 million sockeye. Finally, in numbers, a check-in with the folks over at Port Moeller. The crew kept on fishing yesterday despite some more rough weather to contend with. They managed to fish stations 10 through 4, then steamed out to station 12 to make a final set in the evening. Now, they didn't send over any specific catch totals from those stations, but we do have the indices. Station 4 posted an index of 7. Station 6 had an index of 17. Station 8 coming in with an index of 26. Station 10 had a catch index of 60. And Station 12 rounding things out with a catch index of 69. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report in just a moment.
Support comes from Maritime Fabrications Incorporated, working to provide quality, innovative deck gear and equipment solutions to the Bristol Bay Gillnet fleet since 1978, with locations in Naknek and LeConnor, Washington, and online at leconnormaritime.com.
back with you here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on this Wednesday evening. Today was supposed to be the last day of active management for Bristol Bay, but that is not panning out in the Kwijak, which is far below its escapement goal. Fishing in the Naknek Kwijak will close for two tides starting at 8 p.m. tonight, and will be taken into the Naknek River Special Harvest Area for two tides starting at 2 a.m. tomorrow. KDLG's Sage Smiley talked with area management biologist Travis Ellison about that decision.
It's supposed to be the last day of active management for the Naknek Kwijak. Tell me why things are being taken in river.
Kwijak River escapement has been lagging behind all season, similar to how it was the last 4 years, but even smaller. We've been projecting to meet the 2 million minimum over the last 2 weeks, but escapements fell off over the last 2 days. 2 days ago, we had 75,000 pass the tower for a daily. Morning, we only had 25,000 pass the tower for a daily. So with our escapements through this afternoon, we've got 1,350,000 sockeye past the Kwijak Tower right now. The minimum escapement goal is 2 million. Flew an aerial survey today and estimated that there's 300,000 sockeye in the Kwijak River right now. So if that's an accurate estimate, we'll end up with 1,650,000 fish past the tower in a couple days from now. Looking at these recent years with late run timing, last year in particular, from June 20th on, we had 350,000 fish, and that was a much stronger run and bigger escapement. So, you know, Kwijak's certainly a late run, but it's also looking, you know, weaker than we had expected earlier in the season. And I just don't see us making 2 million fish when we look at recent history. It'd be very close, but escapement has priority. So there's definitely a lot of Kwijak fish in the district right now. And so if we're going to get those fish in the river, we got to take action now. We've put this off, but with the escapements from the last 2 days, it kind of left us with a little choice on this. And so we'll do it. You know, the season's winding down here, but this is one last conservation measure to make sure we get our escapement goal in the Kwijak. I think it'll work, and then we'll go back to more normal fishing.
So then do you think the two tides in the most recent announcement are going to do it? Are you expecting to keep the district closed and just have the special harvest area open for longer?
I think we're going to get enough fish through the district by closing the whole district for two tides. When I look at what we've been catching, particularly in Kwijak set nets, what we know about harvest rates of Kwijak fish in the Naknek section by drifters, and then look at what we've been getting up the river, I think we have enough fish there to make up the difference to get that escapement goal. We likely won't know if we meet the escapement goal till late next week. The last few years we've been counting till about the 26th of July and even as late as July 30th, which we intend to keep the tower and see what the tail of this run looks like, and to, you know, hopefully make sure we get our 2 million there. So that being said, we won't really know what we get out of this management action for days. So we're going to move forward assuming that we get what we need. We'll keep the Naknek Kwijak District on emergency order through the weekend, which means when we go back to fishing in the district after these two in-river tides, drifters will be restricted to Naknek section through the weekend. Hopefully by the end of the weekend, we'll see good escapement numbers, good numbers of fish in the Kwijak River. And I'd hope to start the fall schedule maybe Monday.
Is the number of boats in the Naknek Kwijak section, I mean, by last count, there were over 700 permits, about 600 boats. So is that a worry, bringing things in river with so many people here?
Yeah, under more normal circumstances, that is a concern. However, this one is, you know, we're outside the box here. We've never been in this kind of situation before. District registration ended at 9 a.m. today, and that was before we had even really thought about going in river. There just wasn't a good way for us to keep registration going, even though technically we should have registration requirements for the Naknek River Special Harvest Area. Some people love fishing in the Naknek and river, and some people hate it. They'll have that option. If they don't want to stick around for it, they can go fish other districts. Another thing that's outside the box is typically around the bay, dual drift permit holders would be required to only fish 150 fathoms and remove those from their boat. because of the short notice of this and the short duration, and also we've got more than enough escapement in Nigigik and Nooshigak where this would apply, to just kind of keep things orderly so that people can keep fishing in those districts, we're waiving that requirement.
So then is the idea behind Igigit going in river also for tomorrow to let those Kwijak fish get by and hopefully get the escapement that you need?
Yeah, the Naknek River Special Harvest Area and the Igigit River Special Harvest Area are tied in regulation. That's based on the data that we have showing that fish bound for Kwijak in particular do get caught in the Igigit District. So these regulations go back a long, long time. And, you know, the idea being that everybody that's harvesting Kwijak fish, if some people are going to be restricted in their opportunity through a smaller area, then that's going to get spread around to everybody that is harvesting them, and no matter what proportion it is. So that stuff has all gone through the Board of Fisheries process. We don't have the option to move the fishery into the Naknek River Special Harvest Area without pulling Igigik into the Igigik River Special Harvest Area.
Anything else you want to say about this kind of weird situation right here at the end of what was supposed to be active management?
I mean, most Bristol Bay runs are unique. This one in particular, we've been seeing later and later run timing over the last 5 years now. And the regulations in the book are kind of written to where more historical run timing, where by July 17th, the run's just kind of all but over. But last year we had about half of our run occur to the Kwijak River after July 17th. So, you know, we're kind of in uncharted territory here with these late run timings and trying to figure out how to make the regulations work for this kind of management scenario.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Elsewhere in the bay, there's another district where biologists are having to step in this late in the season. In the Agushik section of the Nooshigak, escapement is low and the F&G is taking some steps to set things back on track. Here's Westside Management Biologist Tim Sands.
And what's going on is our escapement is well below where it needs to be. Right now we're at 46,000 and change through midnight yesterday. We need a minimum of 150,000 up there.
Sands told me he thinks the fish are in the river, but they're being held back by a thermal barrier. But there's reason to believe that things could be turning around soon.
Some of the fish that were in the river obviously died, but there's still fish coming in, and hopefully the temperature in the river is moderating enough that those fish will be able to move upriver. We actually had our best morning count and a long time this morning, so we're hopeful that maybe things are finally starting to break loose.
Now, there is some recent precedent for this Agushik situation, and San says it's helping to give him a sense of what might happen this year.
But right now, we're keeping an eye on the situation. Our tower guys are still counting. Hopefully, the escapement will pick up. We've seen this happen before. In 2016, it happened. We got a lot of fish came in after the thermal barrier broke, and we actually exceeded the escapement goal. One of the big problems is there's a five-day lag time minimum from fish in the bay to when they get to the tower.
Even though Agushik escapement has been low, the deficit hasn't showed up in the section's harvest numbers.
Actually, the harvest there has been really good. It's probably the sixth best harvest since 2000, and it's over 120% of average. So it's not a disaster as far as the amount of harvest that we've had there. And like I said, I feel very strongly that the fish are there, the fish are in the river, but until they move up the river, we just can't keep gambling.
That will just about wrap things up for tonight's show. In the Bristol Bay Marine Weather Forecast, tonight a west wind of 25 knots, seas at 6 feet with patchy fog. There will be some isolated thunderstorms before midnight east of the Nooshigak Peninsula. On Thursday, that's tomorrow, northwest wind of 25 knots with seas at 5 feet. Tomorrow night, northwest wind of 25 knots with seas at 6 feet. And then Friday through Sunday, west wind of 20 knots and seas at 6 feet through the weekend. Finally, we'll close things out tonight with some messages to the fleet. First up, a quick announcement that got called in this week. There are going to be a couple of ice barges coming to the bay this weekend. There will be a vessel called Honua stationed in Igigik and a boat called Nurka stationed in Ugashik. They'll be fully operational as of Sunday and selling ice to watershed residents. Now on to the rest of the messages. Shout out to my Hawaiian boy, B-Rad. Keep picking, stay strong. To my Hawaiian boy, Sunshine, good luck fishing. We'll cork you later. And shout out to Bumper and Crosby on the Black Velvet. Wave and say hi once in a while. Good luck to everyone out there fishing. Those messages all coming from John Henry. Shout out to crew member Andrew Valieris on the fishing vessel Jack of Hearts. Hope you guys finish the season strong. See you in 2 weeks for the trip of a lifetime in Alaska. That's coming from Connor. If you have suggestions or corrections for the Fish Report, we would love to hear from you. Please let us know by sending an email to fish@kdlg.org or giving us a call at 842-5281. If you've got a message to the fleet, send it to the same place, fish@kdlg.org, or give us a ring, 842-5281. And remember, we can only do what we do because generous folks like yourself make donations and keep our lights on. Feel free to call in 842-5281 or go to our website, kdlg.org, anytime to make a pledge. We're just wrapping up our pledge drive this week, and every dollar goes a long way. For our fishing song today, we've got a request coming from the inbox. This one says, "To Josh, love Blabs." And as requested, we'll play you out with "Don't Give Up on Me" by Andy Grammer. I'm Alex Hager. Good night, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow.
I will fight for you. I always do until my heart is black and blue. I will stay with you. We'll make it to the other side like lovers do. I'll reach my hands out in the dark and wait for yours too, until I can wait for you. I'll wait for you. Black and blue.